All right, so I took some notes today. Let me see. I haven't coalesced it yet. I haven't put it all together to see what's going on, what kind of message needs to go out. Here's some of the stuff. If you're saved, you don't need to manifest anything because you already have everything. You have all things in Christ. You got it all. Let's say you want to manifest something in the natural. I want to manifest a job or a car. That's just material stuff. You've already got everything you need on the inside. The only purpose for the outside should be to make you better on the inside. So there's an old saying that man's creation, the computer's supposed to make you free, but it enslaves you, right? The stuff that's supposed to make you free, your car, your computers. Like right now, I'm going to get some tires on my car, right? I'm a slave to that. Now, how do I flip that around? How do I change that around? Well, on my way to get tires, number one, when I get there, I might be able to witness to people. I don't speak Spanish, but that's some of them speak English. Number two, on my way, I can do this recording. Number three, I can meditate, rightly divide the word of truth. You know how it is when you're driving, you got a lot of stuff going on. So anyway, you don't need to manifest anything. It's already finished. You have everything. Because inside, if you have the truth, and the whole purpose of being here is find the truth. Seek the truth. And if you got the truth, you got everything. God will give you a job because it's His will. Let me tell you why job is God's will. Yeah, I know, it's just over broke. But any kind of work, any kind of reproduction is God's will because He said, be fruitful and multiply. If you reproduce with a job, with investments, with savings, whatever, anytime you reproduce, reproduction goes back to Genesis. Be fruitful and multiply. Multiplication means reproduction. Product. Multiplication is a product. 3 times 3. What's the product of 3 times 3? 9. Reproduction. Product. Produce. Why do you produce? Why do you reproduce? To benefit others, to help others, to bless others. So when you're in the flow, I should have brought me some water. When you're in the flow, it's outflowing, right? Exhale. Discourse out of your mouth. When it's coming from the inside out, you're producing. Product, reproduction, produce, repeat, copy machine. If you realize you're in a copy machine, like copyright, right? You write a book, it's a copyright. Making copies. Reproduce, reproduction. Writ, holy writ, the script, your script, scripture. So let's say God wrote a script, and He did. What do? While you're in His script, you're writing another script. Your character, your actions, your behaviors, your thoughts, your mind, your will, your emotions, your intellect, your responses, your initiative, your drive, drive, you're dragging a course. You know, when a farmer drags a plow, he's dragging a line. He's setting a course. He's setting a pattern. I got this guy in front of me. He's about 90 years old, but I can see he's following me even though he's in front of me. Now, is that wild? I've noticed that pattern on the highway. If I do something, they do it after I do it, even though I'm behind them. And it's like, what is that? Is it a spirit? What is that? Even though I'm in behind them, they follow me and they're in front of me. If I put my turn signal on, get in the other lane to turn, they get to turn. They turn the other lane. If I speed up to pass them, they speed up. Bizarre. That's wild. When you set the pace, when you set the pattern, I had an uncle, he's dead now, but he used to call me, when I was a kid, he called me Paduke. Paduke. P-A-D-U-K. Paduke. Pa is the father, the pattern. Duke is to rule. I thought, why would he call me Paduke, you know? Even your nicknames mean stuff. Even when somebody calls you by a nickname as a child, it has a deeper meaning because they don't even know they're saying it. They don't even know what they're doing. God has given a precog to your calling in life. To produce, to reproduce. Why do you think so many women called Ma, Maria, Marie, Mary? Why are so many women, why do so many women have the name Ma in it? Why is Mary Ma-ree, Mary? Ma, material. Ma, matrix. Ma, sheen. What is going on with that? And there's a lot of Marias in the world. There's a lot of Maries in the world. There's a lot of Marys in the world. There's a lot of Marianne. There's a lot of you can go to about any job and you'll meet somebody named Maria or Mary. Why is that? Because the woman births in babies. Think about what I'm telling you. The woman has to be named according to her function. She births in the babies. What is a machine? The machine. What is a machine? It reproduces. So the woman, Mary, Marie, Maria, she makes copies. She's a birthing machine. What does a machine do? What does your engine in your car do? The machine in your car. What does it do? It recycles over and 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 over. It recycles. It makes a baby. It makes copies. It's a reproduction. The cycle, the sine wave, the motor, the machine. What is your car doing? The wheels are turning. Repeat. Recycle. Copy. Reproduce. The archetype. Okay, so somebody made a comment yesterday. Praise God, she made that comment. The only reason people can't see the spiritual types, overarching principles, like she said, is because they have to have the overarching principle in them. In other words, the overarching pattern of all things is Jesus and his body. And so Jesus and his body is what? Christ in you, the church. Christ in you, you're in Christ, Christ in God. There's your fractal holographic reality right there. Christ in you, you're in Christ, Christ in God. So there's your fractal hologram right there. So my point is, the reason you can see the overarching patterns, which is Jesus, which are the archetypes, he's the greatest archon, he's the greatest archetype, Jesus is the greatest architect, Jesus is the greatest carpenter, if you want to use that word, because I know people get mad. Well, you're Carl Jung. No, I'm not. I'm telling you the word that's in the etymology. I don't care about Carl Jung. If he had some truth, I'll take a piece of it. See, here's what's wrong with people. Here's what's wrong with people. They'll see somebody has a little piece of the pie who ends up worshiping themselves, like the Gnostics. They worship knowledge, right? I think I wrote that down. Let's see if I wrote it down. See, when you have Christ in you, you have the whole pie. And so you can look at other situations around you and learn from them. Let's see if I wrote that down. Okay. So, okay, yeah. So a lot of boxes in this world, but doesn't mean you can't take pieces of those boxes and learn from them and compare it to the scripture. I'll give you an example. So here's a lot of boxes that are messed up. The witches, they just say love, 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 but they don't understand that love and truth are married, and that so they'll support a lie, but a lie is not love. Jesus, God is love. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. God is love. Jesus is God. And so love and truth have to go hand in hand. So you can say love all day long, but you're lying and you're to yourself. But you know, God did a psyop on people with the Old Testament law. He did a psyop to make you, he gave you all these rules to follow that you can't follow in the energy of the flesh. And so he did a psyop because you're going to cry out to God because you're going to have all this guilt. Lord, I can't do it. Lord, I've tried. God, I've tried. God, help me. I've tried to be good enough. I've tried to do this. And so you cry out to God because you can't do it. You have to run to Jesus. And Christ in you does it. It's a mind psyop. You talk about psychology. God is the greatest psychologist ever. He's doing a psyop on you, whatever it is that you're doing. Anything that you're trying to do, and you try to do it in your own power and your own strength, you're going to fail. And so you're going to cry out to God, and he's going to make a way. He's going to make a way. Back to what I was saying. So a little box, a witch says love is everything, but what about truth? Here's where they mess up. Gematria people. They have a piece of the pie. They have a little bit of code. But notice their number codes have to be described with words. Gematria people have to use words to describe their numbers and to describe what they're doing. So words are deeper than the gematria, because words are the hologram. And so let's see. Who else? The Gnostics think they know. They want to just get knowledge. They think knowledge will save them. No, Jesus saves. The Baptists, they want you to get saved by faith alone, then they say you better not miss a day of church. Well, you're going back under legalism. The Methodists have a method. That's legalism. That's ritual. Methodist is a method. That's ritual. Pentecostals go by feeling. And they say you can lose your salvation. That's another gospel. That's a cult. Pentecostals are a cult. So back to what I was saying originally. So when you're driving somewhere and you have the opportunity to be alone and stretch your mind, you're actually etching. You're stretching and you're etching and you're E-T-C-H. S-T-R-E-H. E-T-C-H. What is E-T? Extraterrestrial. C-H is church. And so you're rehashing the truth and you're rightly dividing it and you're getting more truth and more truth and you're growing and you're becoming... you're stepping into your true identity and your calling and so forth. I gotta go.